is how you and I tell two people. Christ only, always living in me, that others can see him in me and through me, that he will make that difference that only he can make, right here, right now, in our area. So we think about our church family, and we think about the many blessings that we have. One of those ultimate blessings that we have is salvation. Giving thanks to God for the many blessings that he has given to us. The many blessings, specifically tonight as we deal with salvation. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1, as we continue our study in the book of Colossians. Being reminded of the great gift that we have been given in Jesus Christ through God the Father. We've dealt with a number of different things so far in chapter 1, but I want us to look tonight specifically verse 12, 13, and 14 of chapter 1. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This passage continues on and points out some of the truths and the realities about Jesus Christ. The realities of all that he is. But here in verses 12 through 14, we're reminded that I must give thanks to God. It's not always easy, but it's always possible when we keep our focus on that which we need to focus. Our memory verse for this month is we think about James chapter 4, verse 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. We don't know what's going to come tomorrow, but we have to have a proper focus. It might be exciting things and it might be difficult things. But as we go through that and remember that our life is even a vapor, that I can give thanks to God because I know what's coming at the end of the vapor. When my life vapors away, because of Jesus Christ, I'm confident that I have a home in heaven. And we can be thankful. And we must give thanks to God for that. Before we get into the Word, let's pray. Father, we thank you for your love. I thank you for this opportunity that we have to look into your Word. That God, you would make a difference in our lives. Help us tonight to give thanks to you in a special way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The imperative for our life this evening is that we would give thanks. Brother Lloyd reminded me at the end of the service, in fact, pointed it out to me, that today's date is actually a command. March 4th. We need to march forth and give thanks to God, even when it's difficult. Even when life isn't everything that I hoped it would, or the situations don't go exactly as I hope. I can give thanks to the Father because he made it possible through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ, for me to get saved. And the Holy Spirit works in my heart, convicting me of sin. Give thanks to God. He has changed my state of being. Tonight we're going to look at a lot of different ways we could say we are our state of being. Yes, we live in the state of Michigan. But what I really am, the verb of I am, I qualify. We're going to look at some of these different things right now. And each of these state of beings is in the present tense, based upon a past action with a future standing. But right now I have salvation. It's not just something that's coming someday. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Right now, I have everlasting life, not just someday when I die." The state of being that I have, I can give thanks to God because I have today, based on the past action and work of Jesus Christ on the cross, with a future for me in heaven. I can give thanks to God. First, here in this passage, we see that I can give thanks to God for the inheritance that I have. Give thanks to God for the inheritance. Verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The saints in light. Well, of course, we think of light and darkness. Verse 13 compares that who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. How can I be in light? Well, when I'm with Christ, who is the light. Jesus said, He is the light of the world. Reminded as we studied 1 John throughout that we can walk in light and not in darkness. We can have fellowship one with another through Jesus Christ. I need to give thanks to God for my inheritance. My inheritance, my promised home in heaven. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. Wow. I have an inheritance right now waiting for me. And I can give thanks to God for that. As I think about giving thanks for that inheritance, one of those things I'm thankful for is that I qualify. You ever gotten to some place and you just didn't qualify? Maybe you remember as a kid and you went to an amusement park. Anybody go to an amusement park as a kid or maybe the carnival rides and you didn't quite qualify with your height to get on that ride? Man, I remember that as a kid. We went down to Disney World with my parents and I think my sister just younger than me were the only ones that we had and uncle and aunt and their family. And we got to this ride and I didn't qualify. And I was the oldest of all the cousins, so I had to sit down there. My poor aunt who had to sit with us, I guess. But the others all went on this ride and enjoyed that. I didn't qualify. I'm thankful that I qualify for heaven. Not based on who I am, because left up to me, I don't qualify. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. But I can give thanks to God for my inheritance because I qualify. The word meat doesn't mean like hamburger or steak. This word meat gives us the idea to enable or qualify. To enable, I'm enabled, I qualify. What do I qualify for? Again, he says, that which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's made it so that I can qualify. Because God the Father looks at me through the blood of Jesus Christ. Didn't we just sing, Calvary covers it all? Wow. What a great gift. I qualify because of the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanseth me from all sin. Give thanks to God for my inheritance. Not just that I qualify for it, but I participate in it. Not just someday, but right now I'm participating, waiting for that, yes, ultimate consummation of the victory, that inheritance of our home in heaven. But here in verse 12 it says, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. I participate. Right now my life is changed. We were reminded this morning in Matthew chapter 6, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, I've been translated to a different kingdom. We'll look at that in just a minute here. Through the blood of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. I participate. It's not just someday that, man, I'll get to watch the glories of heaven and I don't have to go to hell. I will actually get to participate in that. What a joy. We're reminded in the book of Romans that our bodies ache and groan for that day. Some of you know what I'm talking about more than others. Your bodies are groaning for that day of redemption where I'll actively get to participate in the inheritance given to me. Not just the inheritance for all the saved in the world, and it is. But we need to sometimes just personalize it and go back to me. When I make it personal, it brings praise from my mouth. I need to look at God and all that He's done for me. That inheritance, I qualify, I participate. And why? It's because of Jesus. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. This word light literally means to illuminate. Luminous. Some of you go shopping for your light bulbs and you see how many lumens it has. And those things make a difference since we don't just have incandescent light bulbs anymore. I just need a 60-watt light bulb. Well, man, if you got a 60-watt LED, could you imagine? That'd be pretty bright. We think about the lumens. We are in the light when we're with Christ. I qualify only because of Christ. I participate because of Christ. That leads me to give thanks to God. These are active things right now. Giving thanks for the inheritance that has been promised. Giving thanks for the deliverance from my sin. The inheritance, that which is to come, this deliverance is from that which is past in my life. Think about your life. You've been saved from something, if you're saved, and that's been sin. Now, there might be some of you in this room who don't know Jesus Christ as Savior. If you've never had a time in your life when you've asked Christ to forgive you of your sins, today is the day of salvation. Let's trust Christ. But for those of us who've been saved, we've been delivered from the past. I am free from the power of darkness. When we talked about inheritance, we said, I qualify, I participate. Here when we talk about that I've been delivered, the truth rings out, I am free from the power of darkness. Verse 13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. This word who is speaking of whom? God the Father specifically, because of Jesus. Because verse 12 says, giving thanks unto the Father. And what did the Father do? He gave me an inheritance. And here in verse 13, He's delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Many times when we think about salvation, we think of Jesus. Now, again, we're reminded, and we talked about this somewhat in the First John in our study, but of the triuneness of God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three in one. We believe it. We don't completely understand it. God's Word, not just in one spot, but God's Word makes it plain. We serve one God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, here, when we think of salvation, we often think of Jesus Christ. And man, we're thankful. And as we celebrate tonight, we're thankful that Jesus gave His body to be broken for our sins. We're thankful that Jesus shed His blood on the cross for us. But here, two verses in a row talk about God the Father. He's given me an inheritance when I'm in the light. He's freed me from the power of darkness through His dear Son. I am free from the power of darkness if I've been saved. You know, we think about that as you walk through your house at night. You ever tripped over something? Right? You thought you knew everything was right where it was. You didn't need to turn the light on. We had someone in our church in Muskegon, lived right next door to the church, and they had a key to the church. And so it was late at night, realized she forgot her Bible, and she's just running down the center aisle because nothing is ever in the center aisle. Well, that night after she left, the podium was put in the center aisle. Not the big one, just one of the small wooden ones, just because they were going to be spraying for bugs or whatever, and no one was going to be there. She's in the dark, running up that center aisle, bam, right into this podium. She was in the darkness. Many times as believers, we live like we're in the darkness. Well, I don't know. The Bible says, as we looked at this morning, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. We shouldn't live like we're in the darkness anymore, but that we're in the light. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. I am free from this darkness, the shadiness or obscurity. When we talk about people and we say, oh, they're kind of shady, that brings a picture to mind, doesn't it? I shouldn't live any shadiness in my life because I've been free from the power of that darkness. Not based on me, but based on His dear Son. I can give thanks to God. I have an inheritance. I have been delivered, freed from that power of darkness. As I think about that deliverance, it's not just deliverance from the power of darkness, but it's deliverance to a new kingdom. To a new kingdom. It says at the end of verse 13, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. There's something new in Christ. I've been translated. Now when we hear the word translate today, some people think of Google. Right? Some of you know right what I'm talking about. Google Translate. You can type in an English word into this website, and it'll tell you, put in whatever language you want it to say, and it'll tell it to you. You can put in an English sentence, and then it will translate it into whatever nationality, whatever language you want, of the many languages that are on there, and it'll translate that. Go home and try it. It's pretty cool. Just don't try it right now. As we think about that, it's translating it. It's changing it from one to the other. It doesn't change or delete the meaning from the one language. In fact, it communicates that. When I think about my inheritance and that I've been delivered from my past, delivered into a new kingdom, it's not that it really won't be me there someday. It'll be kind of someone taking my spot. You can get some false ideas with that. The reality is I am going to heaven because Jesus paid it all. That causes me to give thanks to God. The change that He makes. Translate. To be transferred or carried away. Exchanged. That's me. Into the kingdom of His dear Son. God the Father. God the Son. Again, we see it's because of Jesus Christ. His dear Son. Now we know from John chapter 1 that as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. But John 3:16 says, the only begotten. And we see that throughout Scripture. We've talked a little bit about that. His dear Son, Jesus, paid it all to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. That's why I can be translated into that new kingdom. Not just why I can be. I have been. I am today transferred into a new kingdom. 32 years ago when I got saved. For some of you, it was less than that. Again, if you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, this isn't true of you. You can't give thanks to God for that. Unless indeed you've been saved. Today is the day of salvation. But here, as Paul writes to this church at Colossae and says, give thanks for your salvation. As you go through trials of life and sometimes you wonder, what can I give thanks for? We always can give thanks for our salvation. He says, give thanks for the inheritance you have. Give thanks for the deliverance that you have experienced and really that you're living in that deliverance. Don't live like we're in the past. But here in verse 14 we see, I can give thanks for the redemption. Give thanks for the redemption. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. The blood of Jesus Christ gives salvation. And without shedding of blood is no remission of sins or forgiveness. Here we see this word redemption. We also see it in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14. Ephesians 1 verse 14. Actually, let's look at verse 13. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth. You have to hear the gospel before you can get saved. You can't just look out at the stars and see, whoa, Jesus died for my sins. Now we know that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth His handiwork. We know that we are without excuse. But as Paul reminds us, we need to hear the gospel. Why do we send missionaries? Why are we praying about sending missionaries to Taiwan and to Uganda? Why do we pray for our missionaries? We got to talk to a number of them, Suriname and Spain and Mexico and others that we support. Why do we send them? Because people need to hear the gospel so they can have that redemption as well. Why is it that we talk about our priority tonight, the power of the gospel, the priority of the gospel, and making the gospel public? Because they can't get saved unless they hear. And here we go back to this in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Paul is saying, I am redeemed because of the blood of Jesus. Giving thanks for redemption. This word redemption means to the ransom paid in full. Deliverance. We think sometimes of kidnappers. They put a ransom out. Terrorists. hijack a plane sometimes and they'll go land it in a foreign country or somewhere else and say, okay, everybody's here until you meet our demands. Well, the demands for my sin is hell. But I have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. In fact, there's a song that Ron Hamilton wrote, I stand redeemed in the blood of Jesus. Wow, that causes me to give thanks. Amen. I have redemption today. Giving thanks for that redemption. But also here, verse 14, as I think about my redemption, the ransom paid in full, we see another very similar word. It says, even the forgiveness of sins. Back to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. And whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. There we see the Holy Spirit, even his role in salvation, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Someday, I'll experience that ultimate redemption of being in heaven. But I am redeemed from my sin. The ransom has been paid. I have the confidence I am not going to hell. Not because I hope so, not because I think I can work hard enough. Because I can't. As we said, with giving thanks for the inheritance, it was all because of Jesus. As we said and as we saw in Colossians 1 verse 13, that I can give thanks for the deliverance that I have, all because of Jesus. Here in verse 14, I see I can give thanks for the redemption that I have, all because of Jesus. This forgiveness, redemption. And whom we have redemption through what? His blood. Yes, Jesus did have to shed His blood. Many times as Christians, we just kind of get used to that fact. We know the Scripture. Jesus shed His blood for our sins. He had to die on the cross. But when we stop to think about it, not to be sacrilegious, but it really was such a gory thing. Can you really imagine? Jesus, when He celebrated, He said, I give my body to be broken for you. He knew what was coming. The whipping, the ripping, the spitting, the hitting. He knew what was coming when He said, drink in remembrance of me. His blood that He was to shed. See, in the Old Testament, there was no forgiveness without the shedding of the blood. The animals that were sacrificed. Now, did those sheep actually give forgiveness for their sins? Did the blood of those sheep offer the forgiveness? No. They were simply a picture that the perfect Lamb of God had to shed His blood for us. So in the Old Testament, they looked forward to that by sacrificing those lambs and remembering. Today in the New Testament period, we look back to that as we do this in remembrance of Him. Give thanks to God. I have been forgiven. Redeemed is the ransom paid in full. Forgiveness is the removal or pardon. The release from guilt and the penalty that went along with it. When the president or the governor gives a pardon, there's the removal of that guilt. Now, they might still feel guilty because humanly we can only pardon someone so much. But God can pardon for all in eternity. I'm still a sinner saved by grace. I have forgiveness through His blood. You and I can give thanks to God tonight because I have a new inheritance. I have a new deliverance from my past. I have redemption through His blood. And as we continue on through this passage, we'll see. But I wanted us to read real quickly verse 15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself. By Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And who? You. That's me. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. You and I have so much to give thanks to God for. I don't deserve that. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. I can never earn my salvation. I could never pay Him back. He paid a debt He did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I can never pay Him back for it, but He gave all. I can give thanks to God tonight. And in just a couple minutes, as we celebrate and remember the breaking of the body, and as we celebrate and as we remember the shedding of the blood, this is opportunity for us to give thanks. What will you do? Will you give thanks today? Will you give thanks tomorrow? Sometimes we just feel like I don't know what to be thankful for. We can be thankful for Him and all that He has done. Give thanks to the Father because He's made a difference, not just in the future, not just in my past, but right here today where I am. I'm changed. Father, we thank You for Your love. Lord, I pray that You would help us today to be tender to You. Help us today to be thankful for all that You have done, for the difference that You make in our lives, for the redemption, the deliverance, the inheritance that we have been given in You. We thank You for all You've done. In Jesus' name, amen. I want us right now just to take a couple minutes as we think about all that He's done, to just silently give thanks.